If you don't know Africa, you might not know what a cistern or a well is. A well simply means a pit that has water. If the taps are not running, many houses have wells behind their house. That's why the woman that Jesus Christ met, John chapter 4, she was at the well. Because, you know, in the Middle East and also Africa, because sometimes taps do not run, everybody has a well. You know, you dig down and you hit a rock bottom. After hitting the rock bottom, water begins to come up. Every land in this world has water underneath. So when you dig, you begin to find a well, and that's where you get water. Now the Bible says the brothers of Joseph took Joseph and put him in a well. But check your test very well. 24, the Bible says, but the well had no water. There's a big problem. Every well I know is supposed to have water. But when they placed Joseph in, the water vanished. Because God knew if they put Joseph in the well with water, Joseph will drown. And if Joseph drowns, he cannot become the prime minister. So God says, any premature death that was designed against Joseph, I'm taking off the water. Tonight, I came to prophesy. Any water of death that the enemy wanted you to drown in, God says it has been taken out. God says it has been taken out. I said it has been taken out. Any demonic water, it has been taken out. Somebody is out. Shout is out. Shout is out. Shout is out. Listen, there is no well in Africa that do not have water in it. So why will God tell me in verse 24 that they put him in a cistern, but there was no water? The reason why God mentioned there was no water was because he wanted to catch our attention that this is a well without water. Listen to me. Whatever was waiting for you to drown. Listen, when they put you in a well and the well has water, by the time you get there and the well gets over here, nobody survives. You die. Listen, I came to declare, any demonic well, any satanic pit that has water in it, that they are putting your marriage in it, they are putting your finances, that they are putting your health, I declare, it's over. Oh, I said it's over. I said it's over. I said it's over. I said it's over. Shut is over. Shut is over. Listen. Guess there. And the Bible says they place him in. And guess who brings the other idea? Judah. He says, let's sell him. And by now you know that Judah means praise. Now everybody catch this revelation. Joseph is now in a pit. And he's supposed to be a prime minister because of his dream. And he can never become a prime minister in his father's house. He can only be a prime minister where? Where? In Egypt. Okay. I said he's supposed to be a prime minister, number one. But he cannot be a prime minister in his father's house. He's supposed to be a prime minister in Egypt. But guess what? But Joseph didn't have the plane fare to go to Egypt. Oh, yeah. Joseph is supposed to be a prime minister. But he doesn't have the plane fare or the train fare to get over there. So God is supposed to use his enemies to sell him to Egypt, to transport him to his greatness. Somebody, God is going to use your enemies to transport you to your power, to transport you to your favor, to transport you to your greatness. Oh my God, my God, my God, my God. The Lord will use the plans of your enemies to push you to your destiny, to push you to your greatness, to push you to your elevation. Lift up your right hand and say, preach, Daniel. That's what I was born to do. Sit down. Now, doesn't have the lorry fare or the plane fare, but guess how it happened? Judah said, let us sell him. If we sell him to the Midianites or the Ishmaelites, they can do the transportation for us. Okay, so who brought the idea for the transportation? Judah. And Judah means praise. So anytime I praise God, it shifts me into my destiny. Oh, anytime I praise God, it moves me from my pits and takes me to my promise. Somebody, you are moving from the pits. You are getting to your promise. That's why the devil is always afraid of a praiser. Because anytime you can praise God, in spite of your battles, God shifts you from the pits and moves you to your place of power. Can you praise God in the next 1 minute? 1, 2, 3, some, let's praise Him. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Let's praise Him. Praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. Hallelujah. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I have eight minutes to finish. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Your praise will take you from your pits. Your praise will take you into your promise. But guess what? Don't praise when you are out of the pits. Praise spoke when he was in the pits. So praise him whilst you are in the pits. Because whilst I praise him in the pits, it gives my enemy a heart attack. That with all the battles they place me in the pit, I'm still praising my God. Because if I can praise him in my pits, God shall lift me high. Now the Bible says, they have made an arrangement. The Midianite guys have come. That they are about to take Joseph. And this is my last 2 points and I'm done. Verse 28. It means, it says, when the Midianites came, and the Bible puts a semicolon over there, and the Bible says, and they picked Joseph out, and they sold him. Now wait. When the Midianites came, semicolon, they picked Joseph, and they sold him. So the day over there is not the Midianites. The day over there is the brothers. Okay. Because the Midianites were at the receiving end. They were buying. They were not selling. So the Bible says, when the Midianites came, semicolon, they sold, they picked him up and they sold him. So the day over there qualifies the brothers. Because it's the brothers that are selling. Okay. Listen, if you get this picture, then I'm done with my preaching. If you get this picture, then I'm done with my preaching. Amen. So he says, so right now, the brothers have put Joseph in a pit. But when the Midianites show up, they picked, which is the brothers, picked Joseph from the pit. One more time. The brothers put Joseph in a pit. But when the Midianites show up, the same brothers lifted him up. The Lord says, the same enemies don't put you in your pits. The Lord says, they shall lift you. Oh, the same enemies that are wishing for your downfall, they will see you in your greatness. The same people they are planning for your demise, they will see how God has blessed you. The same people that were waiting for you to fall down in your life, the Bible said, the same people, they shall pick you up. God is about to cause your own enemies to pick you up from where they have placed your life. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout Jesus. Shout I am out. Shout I am out. Shout I am out. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I have 5 minutes. Sit down. I have 5 minutes to finish. Listen. Listen. In my last 5 minutes, now listen. Listen. Sometimes when I read my Bible, I don't understand some things about God. God is all powerful, right? He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He can do everything. And God, you know that this guy by the name of Joseph, you love him. And he has a destiny. And Joseph is in the pit. So I thought God was going to speak for Joseph to come out of the pit. But God has a good sense of humor. God said, I'm so powerful, but this one, I will not speak. I will stand there and fold my arms and give the devil some job to do. Oh. because